Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
I never don't love that song. Every time it comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, this one. I love this tune. So good.
You never don't love it.
I never don't love it. I always love it.
All right.
And I never don't.
Okay.
speaking of songs and singing and loving things, I want to thank Bananas at Large and especially Redwood High School and the Jade Rose Band for sending us their holiday carols performance this year. We have some real guest limitations in this building, and we've tried to stream it in the past, and this year we've got a link for you. It's at our Facebook page, so the Redwood High School Jade Rose Band, we got the holiday carols, we do them every year, and thanks to Bananas at Large for that. You can go to our Facebook page, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and click the link there, and enjoy that. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Vinny.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Maddie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Football tonight, the Chargers and the Broncos. The first season finale of Snoop's Fatherhood is tonight at 10 o'clock on E! He very quietly had that show. I don't know about that show. He's got all kinds of shows. There is a 2020 special edition tonight at 10 o'clock on ABC. It's called Manhunt, Luigi Mangione, and the CEO Murder.
Okay.
Which, I get it, everybody's attention's been captured by this guy, but the CEO murder, they can't say the guy who got murdered's name? I don't know. I just feel like we got this all wrong. But that's, you know.
Well, you saw the reaction online. There are people who cheered it.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, it speaks to the major problem we have with healthcare.
Mm.
But also some guy got killed who's like, walking down the street and was shot in the back. But you know, I'm also surprised that people are so mad about someone who might want to buy a Tesla.
Yeah.
So,
I have a thing on
I'm
that.
Kooky.
I actually have that.
You are
kooky. Wacky. That's so silly.
Wackadoodle.
So silly.
Yikes.
Let's see if I can find that thing. I didn't know. About
forget.
Tesla this morning.
I'm not going to buy it. All right. It's fine.
People were outraged over everything.
I almost feel like you should buy it just to, just to be like,
listen,
you guys, don't tell me what to do.
I grew up on punk rock. Trust me, the instinct to be an irritant is there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm fighting that. I have other better things to do with my life.
Did you say the instinct to be an irritant?
Yes.
That's good. Can you isolate that? Let's keep that. The instinct to be an irritant is there. Okay, there's a 2020 special edition Manhunt, Luigi Mangione, and an unnamed duty murdered tonight on ABC. There is also something called, this is a game show. Whitney Cummings I like her. She's a female comedian. She's a comedian, I guess. I don't know. It's a series called Fast Friends, and it's on Max, whatever that is. So it's a game show where if you're a Friends super fan, you can get on this show. You got to be a super fan. I mean, I assume, right? Like, you can't go on a show that's all about Friends if you haven't like watched every episode 5,000 times. So if you're a Friends super fan, you can be on the show. You compete on some of the show's iconic sets. You answer trivia questions and solve escape room puzzles. So it sounds fun. And these days, I mean, game shows, they really, they're trying to get to Squid Game. They hope that someday we'll be able to kill people off on TV. We're not there yet. But Fast Friends, if you're into Friends, this is for you. And it's, oh, you know what? I see the trailer here too. Actually, and I have a couple trailers I'll put up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because there's also something called Beast Games, the series premiere of Beast Games on Amazon. It is a reality competition where Mr. Beast, the most popular guy on YouTube, offers 100,000 contestants a shot. He offers 1,000 contestants a shot at a $5 million prize. And we talked about this a couple of months ago when I first got the concept for this. So it's these people are competing. It's a $5 million prize. I mean, that's...
Better if they were fighting beasts, you know.
Well, sure. Would tell you who Mr. Beast is, but you're probably the one that should tell us. Yeah, I mean, this guy is wildly famous and huge. And when I saw his picture,
I know. I felt the same way. Like, I hate to say that, but I was definitely like, this guy
calls himself Mr. Beast?
And people buy it?
But the things that catch my kids, or I should say, Isla and all the kids in her grade never stop talking about queso. And I don't mean the cheese dip. No. Mm-mm. It's a YouTube guy.
Queso. Is it spelled Q-U-E-S-O?
I don't think so. I think it's C-A-Y-S-O or something like that.
Queso.
I don't know. But anyway, a lot of stars on the internet that we don't know about is my point.
You know what? Today I'm going to count my blessings. I don't want to know any stars on the internet.
Beast Games tonight.
Oh, is that queso?
Yeah, he's a streamer. He was big on League of Legends. Like if you like to watch Twitch and things like that.
King Queso? Is that him?
It is
spelled Q-U-E-S-O.
Oh,
I guess. I don't know. It won't stay on there.
I don't know. Anyway, figure that out. It's the kids are into this guy.
Yeah. Queso. All right. Well,
there he is pictured with, you know, the dip.
So there it is. So he just happens to love the dip and calls himself King Queso. And now he's got, what's his hook?
Honestly, I really wish I'd not brought him up.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast tonight.
Yeah. Esports. That's what he's known for.
He's known for what?
Esports. You know.
Oh, he's one of those people who plays their games and
League of Legends
guy. Okay. I personally, I don't understand what is compelling about watching someone else play a video game. I just don't get it.
You said it's esports. You're watching a guy be an athlete in a video game.
It's someone else playing a game. It's like when I watch someone playing a video game, I go, when's it my turn?
Right.
You know, I don't want to watch somebody else playing a game.
A lot of people do, though.
I know. Yes.
At the Academy of Art.
I don't understand the attraction.
We have a whole like line of classes you can take, and we have an esports arena.
What?
Yeah. People sit and watch people play. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Wait, you're telling me you've got like game consoles set up and a big screen and these people are playing and there's like people filling auditorium seats to watch these people play?
Absolutely. People love it.
Yeah, I don't know it. I really don't know.
Is there betting?
My friend Deepak said, my son is going to be a pro gamer and he's trying to, and I was like, oh, well, tell me his page and I'll give him a plug. And he goes, he doesn't want any help. He's building it himself. And I was like, wow, very industrious. And then, you know, I don't know how much time passed. He goes, he's over that. He moved on. And I was like, oh, shoof.
Oh.
Like, good thing you didn't make a scene.
Right.
You know, Deepak's a doctor, surgeon.
Surgeon.
You would expect him to go into the family business.
Is that his kid, Flynn?
Yes.
I loved that kid.
Everyone loved Flynn.
He is so sweet.
He was
friendly. He made little jokey under his breath, like quietly was joking and super fun. Did you meet Deepak's son at Winterland?
Good looking. If he was there, like, I was there.
But he was very quiet.
15-year-old?
Yeah. Quiet, polite.
Yeah.
Handsome.
I was
all
busy trying to make Deepak my new best friend because I need a new best friend.
Well,
he's a great guy.
He is a great guy. But anyway, yeah.
We've not kept in touch.
I didn't.
I had a long conversation with the two of them. Yeah, we were hanging out together, yapping about everything. The gaming didn't come up, but I guess he's over that.
I don't know which son was the he's gamer.
Really,
but
he's a really cute kid. Yeah. Like, maybe he doesn't want to be called a cute kid. He seemed like a nice young man.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, and with a dad like Deepak, of course he's a nice young man. I read this morning and thought, I won't know these because I could never tell you the title of a Saturday Night Live sketch. But then I realized, oh, I do know some of these. Most of them I don't, though. So not all Christmas content has to be schmaltzy or, you know, all Christmassy and wholesome or romantic or fattening if you're into those baking shows. You know, sometimes it can be funny. And with that in mind, I have a list. I put this list up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page, so you can go through it yourself. But I'll tell you the highlights on here. I don't know, People Magazine goes, these are the 14 best SNL Christmas sketches. So some of them, I'm like, I don't know, Christmas Morning featuring Kristen Wiig from 2021. I'm sure I saw it. I don't remember it. I thought this was a good title. You're a Rat Bastard, Charlie Brown. Featuring Martin Short as Larry David from 2012. What? Okay, I'll go take a look at that. The other day ago, you did a thing where the stat was that like half of all people are going to go home and have sex in their childhood bed.
I think it's funny.
I think this might be about that. It's from 10 years ago, 2014. It's called Do It On My Twin Bed. Which must mean you go home and do
it
with your parents. Then there is which this is one of my favorite skits. I loved the NPR skits they were doing for a while there. This is from 1998. NPR's Delicious Dish, Sweaty Balls, featuring Alec Baldwin. Were they salty? They're little balls, and we've called them Sweaty Balls. So there's that. Then there's a bunch. These are all people, stars are in all of these. And when you get up to the top one, it's an Andy Samberg. It was one of those SNL shorts, or I there's a name, Lonely Island. Is that the production company that did all the,
I think so.
Yeah. So it's him and it's Justin Timberlake and it's in a box.
We got a lot of those comments when you featured, I think one of our first stories this week was JT's wiener in a,
yeah, he'd have to get a very, like a ring size box.
What was that thing? What was he in?
He was in a harness.
Wiener in a harness is what people were calling
That's
it.
Really funny. I didn't even put those two things. I'd already forgotten he has a micropenis. It still counts as a penis. Well, I mean, look, it was not impressive.
Oh, if that's micro, I'm in trouble.
Dude, no offense, but I've seen that thirst trap you posted from a year ago. I think you're okay. I went back and looked after Vinny noticed what you were sporting. Thanks for telling me, Vin.
Thanks.
So
I'm happy to help. I am his hype man. I'm trying to get this guy out there, and people came looking. I don't know how it went for him at Winterland, but I have to believe that he had he could have done anything he wanted at Winterland.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything. I was too busy enjoying the show.
That's what you wanted, but you could have done
that. That's his story and he's sticking to it. It's good. Merry Christmas, everybody. This list of the best SNL Christmas sketches, there's a link to the story and all of them are on there. So you can go through and look at it. And they're from all different years. Well, the oldest one is like Steve Martin's holiday wish list from 1986.
That one's great.
Oh, you remember some of these?
I don't really remember
any of these.
If you go on Peacock, they have all the SNL Christmas sketches and you can watch them. The best,
there's
a best of. And it's great. It's like that's one of the things I watch every Christmas.
What a lovely gift to get, a D in a box. You think you're getting a ring from Justin Timberlake?
A lot of people are writing in, like they're rolling in about Kristen Wiig Christmas Morning.
Oh, what is it? What are they saying?
Kristen Wiig Christmas skit is hilarious. Christmas Morning with Wiig is hilarious for moms who make Christmas happen. And the quote is, "I got a robe."
Oh my God, I totally remember that one. She does all this stuff and puts it all together and she, her one gift is a robe. She's so happy.
Christmas Morning skit is when Kristen Wiig only gets a robe. Hilarious. Pretty ridiculous.
It is the way. Moms know, though. We know to lower our expectations. We're not looking for gifts. We're looking to stoke you out. But also, a gift would be great. Well, it just kind of sucks having to tell somebody, get me this or get me that. Just like, I don't know. Just get me one of those mystery boxes from Fun Delivered. Murder, She Wrote is it's a show that was on CBS from 84 to 96. It starred Angela Lansbury as Jessica Fletcher. And you're nodding your head as though you were a huge fan.
I love Angela Lansbury, and that was a great show.
Yeah. I would say that I've seen that show plenty of times, but the way that you, the look on your face, I went, oh, we've got ourselves a real...
It's a comfort show. You know what's going to happen. She's going to go somewhere. It's going to be a murder. She's going to solve it. Mm-hmm. Mm. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Don't have to think about
Will
it.
Will there be like mild peril where she might get murdered by the person who she's about to discover, that kind of
oh,
thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Angela Lansbury.
Did they do two-parters ever? Like, we haven't solved the mystery yet. Come back next week.
Did she ever have to run for her life? Oh. I might want to watch if I get to check her.
I don't remember her running for her life.
Parkouring her way from the murderer.
Got her walker. She's walking away from her.
Does anybody else get caught? It might just be the algorithm that I have now set up. The parkour stuff, I can't not. Wait, what? Hit reels when I see some guy standing on the ledge of a thing looking across at a big gap and he's about it, like, okay, I gotta see this every time.
Well, parkour,
and they're gonna keep showing them to you because you keep,
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't help but click on it.
I can't believe you're still getting, I mean, those, that's like a 2013 trend.
I know,
I get it.
I love the parkour stuff though. That's just, it's just so funny.
Parkour.
Yeah, 50. You yell it out, and you know, you can do it when you're going down the street. You're like, jump up, put your feet on the edge of the curb.
Oh, but you yell it out?
Yeah, you go parkour.
That's part of the culture?
Well, yeah. the joke culture of parkour. The people who are doing parkour, they're busy not dying.
Right.
Or trying real hard. And the rest of us, you know, who are putting our hands on the rim of a trash can and swinging ourselves. Oh, well,
by the way,
on a bench, come back
down. Do a great takeoff on that on The Office. And if you're of an Office super fan like I am, they just put out season 8 as the super fan episodes on, they just came out this week on Peacock. So the super fan episodes are all the deleted scenes from them added back into the shows.
Oh.
So instead of like 20 minutes, I mean, there'll be like sometimes 10, 15 minutes of new content. So,
and is it repeats of the same scene? Like, here's the, they did this different, this take or
that
take?
But there'll be like a storyline that maybe they cut out for time.
Oh.
So you'll see a whole new storyline. And sometimes it's stuff that's like pretty risque. And you're like, oh, there's no way they would have aired that.
So you're saying they're going through season by season and putting these super fan reels out. And so that's what this.
Every year they put out a new season.
Wow.
So this is season 8 that just came out. So if you're, again, there's only, I think, 9 seasons of The Office. But yeah, if you're a big fan and you haven't watched the Superfan episodes, you absolutely must. They're all great. Right.
Back to this. Murder, She Wrote. That was a show with Angela Lansbury for 12 seasons on CBS. Angela died in 2022. And it looks like there's a Murder, She Wrote movie in the works. And they're trying to get Jamie Lee Curtis for it.
Oh,
that
okay.
would be kind of cool, right?
I'm a fan of hers, so
me too.
That's one of those where it's weird to see, because what was it? Is it A Fish Called Wanda or is it Beverly?
She was in A Fish Called Wanda.
Right, but one of them, she did a topless scene and my little boy dreams all came true. Uh-huh. So it's one of those where it's hard to understand.
I always think of her in, I don't even remember her doing that.
What was the other one with Dan Aykroyd she was in? It's not Beverly Hills Cop. It's Trading Places.
Trading Places.
She plays a hooker in that. I think she shows her boobs in that too.
Yes.
Either way.
Also, she dances around in a bra and panties in True Lies.
Yes.
That's a pretty good scene.
It's both neat to see her still acting and getting work as an older lady, but
zero work done.
Right. But she was very much a part of my little boy dreams.
So that's another great Christmas movie.
If you're thinking that maybe Jamie's too young to play a character like Jessica Fletcher, here's a reality check. Jamie's 66 and Angela Lansbury was 57 when she started Murder, She Wrote.
Shame.
So basically she was younger for almost the whole time. Incredible. I think Jamie would be perfect for that.
I do too.
And Jamie, I can actually believe, she's kind of believable as someone who might be able to flee from someone coming after her. I don't know why I think that.
Halloween movies. Yeah, she's the runner in those as well. No, I may be you missed my point, though, is that I'm a big fan of hers, not just her boobs, but it's weird to hear her taking on the role of Angela Lansbury when she was the smoking hot chick from the movie that took her top off.
Well, you know, age gets us all.
I hope it's great.
Kendall Jenner was she was not catfished, but the visitor who was turned away at her gate was catfished.
Oh.
So there was a guy who showed up at Kendall's Los Angeles area gated community. I think it's called Hidden Hills. I think all those girls and their mom and they all live in, you know, behind the gates out there in like Calabasas way. So the man at the gate said, he shows up and he's like, you know, Kendall has invited me. I'm here. Let me in. And so they contacted her other team. So they're the first layer of security. And then she's got security at her house. And her security, so the first layer calls her security. Her security calls her. She was out of town. And she's like, no, I'm not expecting anyone. I don't know that guy. The man said, no, I've been talking to her on social media and don't turn me away.
You've been had, Holmes.
Yeah. They ended up identifying him and learning that he was catfished. And he's showing them look, here it is. Here's the DMs. This is her. Imagine that. You think you're going to go bang Kendall Jenner. And they're like, no. The guy refused to go anywhere until Kendall came out to meet him. They're all like, well, you're going to be here for a while because she's not here. And then they called LAPD. They're concerned that the guy was like a stalker. The cops get there. They go through the whole thing. I feel bad for him because he really did think that he had a connection with her.
Right.
Sadly, they're, you know, just the latest incident. I'm sure there's people showing up at their front gates all the time. But I do feel like there are probably people who right now think they're talking to a celebrity who needs their money, I guess. Because why else would people do this?
I'm Bill from Riverside. We've been talking for years.
Right.
What?
No, we met at a thing one time and I reached out to her and we've been, you know, we're good. See, here's my, look at my phone. See? And finally, I don't know what took him so long. Ryan Reynolds receives the Order of Canada honor.
Boo.
He has received the country's top civil honor. What took so long, Canada? Huh?
Does he really need more?
Yes.
No.
He deserves all of it.
He deserves it all.
Both of you love this guy?
You don't love Ryan Reynolds?
Love?
Come on, man.
Like? Yeah, he's fine.
He's jealous because I like him so much. Look at him. He just gave me the look like, how dare you give that guy more. Right.
But what I will say
is, don't give him anything else.
Deadpool's been good. I've enjoyed it. Deadpool and Wolverine, terrible. Stupid.
It was just a money grab. And I'm bummed I fell for it too. You know what? Wasn't that one of the ones John wouldn't let me rent? It was like, you can't spend $3.99 on that. Didn't I have to wait for the streaming on that?
I don't remember on that. I don't remember which it was, but yeah.
Because you know what? I don't need to have an opinion about that anymore. Now what? I'm just going to listen to John. He was right. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
So much stuff, including, where is California's cheapest place to live?
Oh my.
And more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast, our whole show. Whenever you want to listen to it, check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Last night at dinner.
Yeah.
Christina brought up the Carpool Karaoke starring Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
And she was like, I loved it. I loved her. And I loved her little friends. And I loved that she brought her mom in the car, her mom and dad with her. And I was going, listen to you.
It was really cute.
All Chapel Roan.
Like, all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Like, there's also Lady Gaga's also on it and Dua Lipa. It's I'm pretty sure there's a link to that right here on the Facebook page.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
She met her friends, her real friends. Like, they're not movie star friends. They're people from where she lives in bad Christmas sweaters for an ice cream. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, you had to be there. It's so cute. And I was like, okay.
Well, it was truthfully, it was like such an incredible glimpse into her life. Like, she's there at her parents' farm somewhere in Missouri. And
she's really adorable.
She is really cute. And the parents are very sweet.
Yeah, the whole thing was surprising that it was hitting me at the dinner table. And she was like, I loved it. And I went,
Weirdly, it almost felt like, do you ever watch, you probably never watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but they do these hometown visits. And it kind of had that vibe going with it. I'm like, oh, this is... You know, you get a real look at what her life is like. Well, I mean, her old life. Now she's a superstar.
Right. And actually that, and look, I understand nobody gets a manual to become a big star. So whatever things that she lost along the way as she's been rising to superstardom, I understand. It just didn't come off for me as she was saying, it's really bothering me that I can't go thrifting or whatever. And
I can't go into vintage stores and be anonymous
anymore.
I'm
so sorry. You're flying private and your record is at the top of the charts. But apparently I took that the wrong way and she's a delight.
Right.
Great news.
Well, you know, when people answer things honestly, they have often... say things that other people go, oh, good for you.
Right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank's daily mission is to help our Bay Area neighborhoods thrive. This holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation is supporting local residents in need. Go to FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. This is from the Merck News. Where is California's cheapest place to live?
Okay. Is it somewhere really far north of here?
They say the cheapest place to live in California, it's the Central Valley's Hanford.
Hanford? All right.
It's still more expensive than 295 metropolitan areas across the United States, but for California, now I know this spot.
Oh, it's south.
Go on.
It's, I would say it's, it looks like maybe an hour south of Fresno. Go down the 5. It's near Visalia, which we used to hear about from Uzette all the time.
Right. This is where Christina's dad used to live and had a business there. That's the only reason I've ever heard the name Hanford. They were there for many years, and she, of course, would visit her dad there. So I'm familiar with it for only that reason.
It's actually, it's right in the Central Valley. There it is. But it's, I don't know. I figured it'd be really far north.
Hanford was California's most affordable spot because its cost of living was below the national norm, and it's still ranked 89th highest nationally. So California, we're just...
Wow.
it's still the place people want to be.
It's just you've got to pay a premium to live here.
So Hanford is the cheapest place. On the list, though, Merced, El Centro, Visalia, Bakersfield, Redding, Madera, Yuba City, Fresno, Chico! All of these places are on the list of cheapest places in California, but they mentioned that it's still more expensive to be here than many places across the country. The cheapest U.S. metro in the United States is Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Got to text Steve Perry's from Hanford.
Oh, Steve Perry's from Hanford. That's amazing. I didn't know that.
Whatever happened, you guys hit it off.
I know. It's great.
I don't remember if I had COVID that day or what was up with me.
I think you had a baby.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think you were out on maternity leave because I think that I want to say that it was, I feel like maybe Johnny Mosley was sitting in or Marcus Osborne or something. It was somebody, it wasn't you.
Okay. No, it wasn't me. Upon my return.
He was flirty.
As everyone
you would have been
was,
mad. You would have been mad because we definitely were flirting.
Everyone's
and you know how
all
you get.
Frothing Steve Perry. How I get. I know how you get.
Do you?
Throw it in my face.
Oh. See how he gets?
Don't. Anyway, my point.
I don't want no trouble.
Thank you for making my point.
He got flirty or you got flirty is the question.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find a way to blame it on me.
Anyway, what I'm saying is this guy was supposed to come back. I heard was he loved us. He loved the station. He loves being a DJ and wants to come back.
He said I secretly always wanted to be a DJ.
And then where is he?
But back in Hanford, I guess?
Text him. No, you've got his number.
I do not have his number, but I did think it went splendidly. I'm a huge fan of his. That's so funny. I can't believe he's from Hanford.
Well, there you go.
Little town in California.
Cheapest place.
Is it cute? Does your wife, who has a relative there, think it's a cute place, a good place to be?
He's not there anymore, the dad, but no, she didn't call it a place you got to go.
Right. It's just where he lived.
It's where he lived, and he owned a restaurant there, so they were...
It looks quite adorable.
Yeah, I
don't think it's... Has a nice little downtown area.
I don't think it's bad. I just don't think there's any kind of real draw other than it's cheap.
Yeah, just a nice cheap place to live.
In California.
Right.
So you still get California weather or whatever. I would imagine it's hotter than a huckabuck. No?
Central Valley in the summer? Central Valley, absolutely. Oh, my God. Bakersfield, it's named because everyone's baked.
What?
By the sun. Yeah, it's like between Fresno and Bakersfield, like that section of the Central Valley.
Yeah.
It looks really cute, actually. Of course, you know, these are pictures taken by the tourism board. They're not showing you, you know, the meth heads. If they even have those.
Such a stereotype.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Sorry about it.
I really don't.
Sorry about it. Me and my stereotypes.
The average American.
Yeah.
Next story.
I'm ready.
Spent 110 hours just searching for stuff to watch in 2024.
No. That's too many hours.
You spent 4.5 days worth of your year scrolling.
Do you believe
and scrolling
that? That seems like too much.
I expected you to fully relate to this the way you talk about the arguments you have every weekend. You come back in and say, well, we were going to, and then we talked about it, and no one wants to, and then I said, let's try this.
Does it count the 15 minutes or the 10 minutes that you've agreed to give to a certain thing? Is that part of this?
I think all of that is searching for stuff to watch, yeah.
Well, even that's like saying that you did it. If that happens once a week, you're saying that's, you know, more than 2 hours each time it happens, which I don't...
I totally can understand this.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Sean and I, in fact, it got to be kind of a fun thing we would do.
Oh.
It's like on a Friday night, look for stuff and just be like,
"And there's
we just spent 2 hours looking for something. We had a great time doing it, but we didn't find anything."
Mm. All right, well, if it happens every weekend, I guess 110 hours could work out. That sounds like I would just be like, I'm not going to watch TV anymore. If it's going to take us 2 hours every week to find something to watch, forget it. Not doing it.
I have one show recorded every day. It's a little sports talk show that I love. So that's my 30 minutes.
Pardon the interruption. You love that. I always love that show.
Every single day, it's a 30-minute show. It's sports talk type thing. And I just absolutely am like, can you guys give me 30? It's 30 minutes. Can I just watch my show? You can do anything you want after that. Make noise, talk to me, whatever. Can I just watch this? They're talking. I have to pay attention.
Yes.
It's not.
And they're talking about things you're interested in.
I'm interested, right.
You want to hear it.
So there's that. After that, if I don't find a TV show within a couple minutes, I mean, truly a couple minutes, I'll look for a sports, like anything in sports. I'll watch the Warriors. I'll watch the Giants. I'll watch
football. Oh, that's on. I'll watch that.
I'll watch that. And if that's not happening, I just turn it off. Mm. I go play guitar or put on music.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. 110 hours this year
searching for stuff to watch. That just seems ridiculous to me. It just feels like what a terrible, terrible waste of time.
Yeah. One in five people think it's harder to find something to watch today than it was 10 years ago, even though there's so much content out there.
That's why it's harder.
Okay.
And because is there anyone here who doesn't have a list of shows that have been recommended to them by other people? Like, I have a list of... Oh, you don't have it?
I do have lists. And speaking, I just want to let Vinny know, I finished The Diplomat.
Oh.
And?
Oh, did you finish it already?
No, I can't get back to it.
Over the break, you gotta...
I will. So you like it? Good, I'm so happy.
It could be... It's on my top five favorite shows this year, for sure. Yeah, really good. And just... And the finale...
That's our next show.
Such a cliffhanger.
Oh, don't we stopped going.
Carrie Russell is... spectacular.
She's great.
And did you say there's two seasons of this
already? There's two seasons. The first season has a great cliffhanger. Second season, even better.
You've already watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I watched all of it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's next up.
We've been talking about it, so I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad because I'm still behind, but I will get to it over the break. Anyway, one in five people think it's harder to find stuff to watch today than it was 10 years ago. That is ridiculous.
No, it is harder.
If you need to suck tube, just press play. What?
On what?
On any show.
The problem is that there's, you get, first you go to your app page and there's all your apps that you have to choose from. Now you got to choose what it's hard just to choose. What should we search on? Should we search on Apple TV? Should we search on Disney? Should we search on Netflix? What about Hulu? How about Paramount? Should we go over to the Peacock Network? What about BritBox?
One in four people think there's just too much original content being produced today.
There's just too much. But the best stuff does rise up. You hear people talking about it. You make your list. Your list gets longer. You forget about the shows that were great. I always say, I'm going to make room for Mad Men this year. I'm going to try and watch that show.
That is, you cannot go wrong with that.
Right. And then I still never get to it. It never happens.
Are you leaning on booze to get through the next few weeks? A new poll found more. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not leaning on it. I'm not trying to get through anything, but I'm going to be partying my ass off this next couple of weeks.
All right.
Woo!
Well, your boys are.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Do some jamming.
All right. A new poll found more of us are raw dogging it this holiday season.
I'm sorry, raw dogging it?
Raw dogging, not drinking or smoking anything during the holidays. They say.
That's called raw dogging?
Well, I think so. I mean, half of Americans say they don't plan to drink or smoke anything during the holidays.
Huh. How?
As there you are making your plans to get ripped. Yeah. Others are saying, I'm not going to get ripped.
Yeah, that's I'm mystified by that. I feel like that's the only way to get through family stuff.
On the
whether
list
to
of
enjoy
things
it or just to get past it.
People will use to get through the holidays. Straight liquor comes in at number five.
Straight.
Well, I mean, I think you probably mix that. But
okay.
Liquor is probably
liquor.
What we're...
Okay, so cocktails.
Well, no, then they say mixed drinks.
People are just like sipping on whiskey or something. Maybe
that's what I did.
Yeah.
I sipped on. Well, I'm an alcoholic though, so there's that.
Our friend Steve, the Silver Fox CBD, he wants vodka poured over ice.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I used to squeeze a bunch of
lime in there. He goes, you don't have to.
Right.
Okay. There you go. That's the easiest drink I'll make all night.
Straight liquor, mixed drinks, eggnog at number three.
Ugh.
I never.
It's so heavy.
The only time I ever had eggnog, it wasn't with alcohol in it.
Right. You had it as a kid.
Right.
And did your mom make it from scratch?
Nope.
My mom used to make us eggnog all
the
time.
She used to buy it from the...
It comes in like a milk carton, right?
My mom used to go to a dairy for milk and cheese.
Mm.
So we would go to the dairy and she would get the Altadena eggnog.
Altadena.
That was the local...
Oh, yeah. You get that in the grocery store, too.
Mm-hmm.
Altadena?
Mm-hmm.
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's from my...
That's how you went to the original place where they were putting it together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
Wine and then beer is at the top of the list of ways people will get through these holidays or enjoy
beer
them.
Number one. Beer number one. Wine, then eggnog, which I think that you're supposed to spike that with brandy. Is that what? I don't know. Not that you guys would ever need to know that.
No. No. And besides, I mean, anyway, an eggy drink. If I'm going to get ripped, I'm not having an eggy drink. No, thanks.
It does feel like that's going to come back to haunt you.
Whatever that is. No, thanks.
Sugary. Eggy.
Can you name America's national bird?
You know, I mean, I would say the bald eagle, but I did just hear a story that it's official. How is that not official? How is that not already America's bird?
That is the, so you were cheating.
I'm sorry,
the news stories.
You know.
It's the bald eagle now. It wasn't official until, or actually I should say, our president is going to sign it into reality any minute.
Biden?
Yeah. So President Biden just has to sign off on it. The House just passed the bill this week.
I literally cannot believe that with all the stuff going on in the world, we're really worried about, I feel like it's already semi-official.
It's one of those things probably where they look at all of the difficult things on their pile and they go, you know what we can actually get done? This bird thing. This will get done. We won't have to debate it. We don't have to fight about it.
It's bipartisan.
Both sides are in.
Right. End the year on a good note.
So everyone, any minute now, the bald eagle will be the official. They are big.
Yeah.
They're big and they're neat. Nah, I like them. So I'm glad to hear that it's now official. And they're on our money and they're all over.
I literally can't believe they're not already the thing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Vinny says 408, I finished The Diplomat 2 and started Severance.
Oh.
Recommended shows are great.
I think, didn't we find out that Severance is coming back in February? Hold on, let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, there's a date now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just talked about it the other day, right? I want to get the exact date because this is actually a good time for you to be starting it.
January 17th.
Oh, that's going to be great. You're going to be finishing it up just as the next season comes. And I got to say, that's the way to do it because, man, does that thing end on a oh my God!
Hanford says 916 is Mayberry, USA. My grandfather was the sheriff and my mom worked at Superior Dairy.
Oh.
The best ice cream in California back in the 50s.
Hmm. Wow. I will say that the downtown looks adorable. It's got one of those old theaters and it looks like just a little California Main Street. It's really cute.
415 says, who is Shauna and what is Maddie? He's on the show's partnership status. The girls and gays are asking.
Shauna is my wife in Los Angeles. We are not currently together. There is my status. It's very complicated. How's
that? Thank you. Thanks for the update.
Vinny just got a straight face on.
However you want to handle that. I'm just reading some questions and maybe
I am open. We'll just say that.
Open for business.
Yeah, so you're hanging up your tile. Got it.
Yeah, the tie could go
DMs,
on the door.
People, slide in.
Slide right in there.
Add Maddie Stout. By the way, my name's spelled M-A-T-T-Y, just for folks that...
And S-T-A-U-D-T.
Yeah.
Stouted it to.
Not Maddie with two Ds. That's the girl spelling.
Okay.
What?
Maddie with two Ds, Maddie, or Matty with an I-E. That's the girl spelling. That's not... I'm a boy.
Anyway, if you're wondering where the beef is, it's right over here. So just feel free to get into the DMs.
And And I will say, out of all of everyone, the boys have been already on the DMs with the likes of the thirst trap. In fact, I showed you one.
Probably repost those pictures.
Yeah, move that to the top of your pile. Like, it's a thirst trap. You're still that guy, right?
I'm still that guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's coming on the show?
Is it time? Stealing the money before you get the divorce and end of the year lists.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.